I hear with Colin McFadden. Colin, myself and yourself come down here many's a time and come away with very little. Huge victory for this Donegal team, back-to-back victories. Must be very pleased.
Yes, Brendan. It was good to get the 2 points. Obviously, it's a long journey down. Travelled down yesterday, and it took the best part of 9 hours between stops and whatnot. So, and obviously, it's in Kerry you're playing, and as you said, many's a tough day down here, but it's good to get 2 points. And, you know, it adds to the victory last weekend. And, you know, it was a good enough start to the league for us.
Yeah, unfortunately losing Michael Langan early on, hamstring, Colin, big blow. Any word on that? It looked like his right leg hammer went.
It seems to be it's the back of the hamstring, all right. I suppose we won't know not much about it until the next couple of days, but you know, losing Michael after a minute of the game was obviously a big loss. But listen, last week the boys that came off the bench did well, and the boys came on the day again did well, and you know, that's, we're going to pick up injuries, and that's going to happen game to game. But you know, the response was good, like, and we didn't feel sorry for us after that. But it was good, like, it was, in the game in the second half, I think we went 5 or 6 up at one stage, and Kerry came back as you'd expect, a point, and the boys responded well a number of times there to hold on and get the one. So a lot of positives there on that side of things.
A lot of positive. Just on the kickouts there, you look at it the way it was the last couple of seasons, huge retention. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, is it hard to practice your kickout strategy? Because it tends to be a breaking ball back to a 1v1 situation. It's hard for Sean. He got that brilliant restart in the second half where he got right in behind for one of Jamie Brennan's points. But by and large, it's a real battle out there. It's hard for us to kind of have that high percentage that we were used to.
Definitely. It's a different game now with the long kick out. They're definitely harder to retain, but you know, in fairness, again, when the game was in the melting pot, the end there in the last 5 minutes, Sean picked out, I think it was 2 or 3 in a row, long ones. One was to Jimmy, and the space, I think one was to Kieran Thompson, the other wing as well. The second half started, Kerry came back to one, and then we pushed on then again, and we kind of them pinned in on their kick out, you know, so they struggled as well on it, but. It's definitely part of the game that every team is going to be looking at and seeing how they can try and get an advantage back there.
Yeah, and some great performances around the pitch. Colm, you know, a chatty Jim there about Jamie Brennan's introduction. Obviously, Ryan McHugh. There was so much hard work done by everybody around the pitch. But just a word on Finbar Roty. Back-to-back games, you know, he's settling in so quickly, and brilliant block there, and he actually managed to win a kick out at the end of it as well in a vital moment. He's really grown into this team.
He has, surely, you know, and that leads on from the way he conducts himself in the training field and off the field. And you know, every night he's training as a cat, and he's always wanting to learn and keen to learn. But tonight now he showed good legs at different times where he carried the ball hard out of defence, as well as defending as well. Like he was good, and of course the block. We all love to see the diving block, and it was a crucial time. I don't know if there was a point in it or two in it at that stage, but you know, there's a massive stage of the game too, and a big block that we needed. One possession, then we got a kick out, I think, in one possession from that kick out. So he's a great young fella, and hopefully he continues to learn and improve.
Yeah, and just last question on Armagh, the Dublin team and the Kerry team probably missing a few men. I know we're missing a few ourselves. Is this Armagh game going to be up a few notches next week? We are at home, they are all Ireland champions. Are we going to have to raise the bar to come out on top of that one?
It's going to be another tough out next weekend. Of course, they've got this weekend off, no travelling, so they have a slight advantage on us there as well, and they're very impressive against Tyrone last weekend. Something to look forward to. Like, the main focus was coming down here and trying to get a result, and we have 4 points on the board going into that game. I suppose the full focus when we get home now tomorrow after or tonight and tomorrow morning is to switch to Armagh. Something to look forward to, welcoming all Ireland champions to McCool Park. And
you know, the small matter of Ethan Rafferty coming bombing up the pitch.
he was brilliant the last day, but I suppose that's someone we're going to have to deal with. It's going to be a different someone we haven't really come across. The keepers have been up, but not influencing as much as Ethan Rafferty will hope to do next weekend. But we look forward to it.